Well, that music can mean only one thing. It's time for Shelly time. We go on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline on a dreary, cold, wet day here in the capital city. We go to Jody Shelly, who's basking in the glow of some 7-star resort in Scottsdale. Probably had some avocado toast and a nice green juice. Accurate?
I will say the weather is nice, but no, we're at about a 3-star and Marriott Club for breakfast was outstanding.
Not Scottsdale? What are you, Glendale?
No, we're in Glendale, yeah. We stay right by the arena.
Gosh, boo. Glendale.
Yeah.
All right. So
that's a long Uber to anywhere fun.
No, but the weather's nice.
Of course it is.
No one cares about that.
Of course we care about that. You see the sun, we don't.
We got snow flurries out in Dublin, my friend.
Really?
Yeah. Light flurries out in Dublin.
Oh, that's disappointing. After yesterday, it was beautiful yesterday.
That it was.
Joe, let's do the did you have a great meal? Did you get a good meal in last night? Anything?
Yeah, Yard House was outstanding. I went with Rimmer, and we just sat around and had nachos and then a little burger.
Oh, well, there you go. All right. So, yeah. All right. And this is our first visit with the Coyotes, so uniform grade on the Coyotes.
Oh, I would say I'd hate to give a D, so I won't. So I'll give it a C minus.
Where does that organization sit in the give a damn level out in the Phoenix area?
You know what? They've been drawing big crowds on weekends this year because they're actually playing well. The team is really playing well. But it's hard to say. I mean, you know, Scottsdale is about 45 to 50 minutes away. You know, that's a really hot area in this part of the world. Glendale, it's growing, but I think it's a big deal to come out this way. So I would say it's tough to get a crowd here on a Thursday night, but we'll see.
That's a great point in terms of, because it's see and be seen, right? In a lot of these non-traditional markets, you want to be a see and be seen. You want to be a cool place to go. And nobody wants to drive to Glendale from Mesa.
Yeah.
You know, they just don't want to do it.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people that come here from Canada and the northern part of the United States that absolutely love it. So those snowbirds is what they call them. They love it. They'll get here.
Absolutely. Look, this isn't great. It's 5 straight losses, pal. I felt like we had a conversation with you like this a year ago where we were hoping a West Coast roadie would do a little good. I suppose that's the hope here again, but this is trending in the wrong direction now for another game.
Yeah, it's been a tough few games for the Blue Jackets. You know, there's been some bright spots, but at the end of the day, we're all left wondering what's going on with the scoring. And you know, I know the players are pressing a little bit. You know, there's guys like Cam Atkinson that have to realize that he's got to do it. Like, he's got to get things going. I think he does realize that. They were trying to get him the puck the other night. You know, there's opportunities to be had, but when you look at some of these losses and you look at the critical moments and the opportunities they've had, and I think Korpisalo deserved to win the other night. But when you only score one goal, I mean, come on. There's got to be those power play chances. This team, to me, has got to get simple, and that sounds like a very boring thing to say. But listen, when the power play isn't working right, your total focus is a quick pass and a quick shot, and then keep doing that and retrieve pucks. I think this team has got to really get kind of that dog on a bone mentality where they've got to go after every situation and be harder to play against. The physicality, the way they attack pucks on the power play and even 5-on-5, and the way they attack the net 5-on-5, the level needs to go up. This needs to be their most desperate game we've seen in a long time, because we've got to get back on track right now. I mean, they are just ahead of the New Jersey Devils, who had a rotten start to the season. So this slide needs to stop tonight. And I'll tell you, it's not going to be easy against the Arizona Coyotes.
Jody, I was fascinated listening to Torch yesterday on Hockey and Hounds with Anthony and Bob. He was saying how he was going through the tape and he didn't know whether to approach the team with teaching, you know, with teach tape, stuff that they had maybe made mistakes on, stuff they can improve, or whether to just grab highlights of every single player on the roster and show them having success. And it brought some things to mind when I'd be in an NFL locker room, right? Everyone prepares differently. And some of my favorite teammates, all they would watch, no matter how ridiculous it sounds, was their own highlight tapes from college before a game, because it gave them a mental edge of, you know what, especially if they were going through a rut, like, hey, you're good, right? Like, you can play, you can do this. Yeah. And I thought it was a fascinating, and I don't know which way he ended up going, because he said he was kind of on the way to the plane and he didn't know how he was going to approach the team. And I'm just wondering, from your standpoint, if you'd ever been in a rut where you needed to remind yourself, like, dang it, I can play this game at this level. Do you think the team needs a little bit of that? Like, guys like Cam, like, dude, you can score. Go watch yourself scoring maybe a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely. I think that's the approach, because you're right. I mean, and I think when you watch some of your tape, what you're looking for is a very simple focus, something that is so precise in when your skates hit the ice of what you're thinking of. Even if it's as simple as move my legs, okay, something that within your 3 feet of the ice you're on. There's got to be something your brain needs to focus on. The goals will come. But if you go out there thinking, okay, I'm going to skate a big lap, I'm going to get speed, and they're going to hit me with a pass, I'm going to beat three guys, and I'm going to use this shot, it's not going to happen. The next goal that some of these guys get who are struggling is going to be something that you wouldn't even imagine. You know what I mean? Something that goes off their shin pad or something. Yeah, they need to I like that, because you just focus and relax. There needs to be a level of relaxation in the fact that, hey, it'll come. You don't have to be a hero this shift or the next shift. And I think that's part of the problem here. I think that this team, and it's interesting you talk about what Torch said yesterday, because if he's still teaching, you know, I look at some of the great teams in the league like Boston, the advantage they have is they have 18 returning players from last year. So they don't need to go to the rink and teach. They know how they have to play. And I was thinking this team was there with that, but maybe with a few new players, they're lost. Or maybe they've introduced a new system. I don't know what's going on there. I should ask that. But if they're still teaching now, it's not about teaching. You're right. It's about just focusing on your game and getting out in there and just getting it done. This is the point they're at already, only 15 games in.
Yeah, and as you look at it, you Arizona tonight, and then at Colorado Saturday. That's no walk in the park. And then Montreal, the long trip to Montreal before getting the defending Stanley Cup champions next Friday. So this is a tough stretch here, but this is what it's about to be in a professional, and hopefully get off the Schneid and get a win or two. Appreciate you, Joe, as always, buddy.
All right, guys. Thanks. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Our great buddy Jody Shelley, who is getting a little vitamin D as snowflakes fall. Here in the capital city, my friend.